Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ayin Ches, Shabbos 78, and today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara comments from a statement of the Mishnah, where Mishnah had stated that what is the amount of water that if one carries it out into public domain, you're liable. The amount is Mayim Kedei Lashuf Bahen Esakilor. The measurement is the amount that it takes to mix it with this eyeline or material in order to serve as a salve on the eye and to melt it so that it's able to rub easier. So why is that the measurement that was selected for the water, the Gemara is understanding, and not the amount that it takes to drink? This is a smaller amount. So says Abaye, michtei kol milsa d'shlicha v'lo shlicha. We have a general concept. Anytime we have something which is common and something which is less common, that azal rabbanam basar d'shlicha l'kula, the rabbis follow the more common circumstance, and it's more common presumably to drink water, and we go there even if it's going to come up with a lenient measure. In this case, the lenient measure is a larger amount of water for you to be liable. So since we say the more common thing is to drink the water than to use it as a medicinal salve on the eye, that should be the measure, not the amount that it takes to mix with this eye salve and to put on your eye. So and the Gemara continues with this statement, says by shlicha u'shlicha, if you have two things that are common, like if it's common to use the liquid for two things, then azal rabbanan basar d'shlicha l'chumra. Then the rabbis follow the more common, stringent circumstance. And so therefore, if both things would be equally common, then you would follow the more stringent circumstance. The yayin, so with respect to wine, shtiyaso shlicha refuaso shlicha, with respect to wine, where it's common to use the wine as a drinking it, and it's not common to use it for medicinal purposes, then under those circumstances, also rabbanan pasur shtiyaso shlicha lekua, the rabbis follow the more common circumstance and are lenient, and therefore, that is the amount it takes to pour into a cup. And so since that is more common, even though there is a certain circumstance where the wine is has medicinal value, we don't use that. So too, chalav, with respect to milk, achilaso shlicha, with respect to milk, consuming it is more common, refuah so lo shlicha, but drinking the milk, even though sometimes you use it for medicinal purposes, that's not common. Azo rabbanon basar achilaso lekula. The rabbis follow the more lenient circumstance, which is when the amount that's required for consuming it. Dvash also, so with respect to honey, achilaso shlicha, refuaso lo shlicha, eating the honey is common, the medicinal circumstance is not common. And azo rabbanon basar refuaso lechumra. The rabbis follow the more common under those circumstances where, with respect to honey, both eating and medicinal purposes are common, the rabbis follow the stricter circumstances, which is the medicinal purpose, the amount it takes to rub onto a wound, and so therefore it's going to be a more stringent position. So if that's the case, with respect to water, my time azo rabbanon basar refuaso lechumra. Why, with respect to water, did the rabbis follow the more stringent approach, which is the amount it takes to mix with this salve, which is much smaller than the amount it takes to drink the water? So why did, which would have been presumably just like a revius or a quarter of a lug. So why did they follow the more stricter approach, which is the medicinal approach? It's, typically speaking, water is not used as the medicinal approach. So the Gemara answers yes. As Abaye asked the question, and he answers the question, begilu. It must be that our Mishnah was taught with respect to the people of the Galilee, and there the people were very poor, and they were very concerned about wine and milk, and so therefore they wouldn't use the wine and milk for medicinal purposes, but they would use the water, and so therefore the use of water for medicinal purposes was considered to be very common, and so therefore the rabbis followed this approach, which is stricter to use the amount of water necessary to use in this medicinal rub. Rava gives a different answer. Rava says, "Afilu tema b'shar makomos." We don't have to say that our Mishnah is limited to the circumstance of the Galilee. We could even say it's in other places. Uka de Shmuel, and we follow the position of Shmuel. Shmuel taught, "Amar Shmuel kol shakyane masu mitlali." That Shmuel taught all the other liquids that you rub with the salve, they're okay. However, even though they can heal, here's another problem. What's the other problem? They are able to also, they're also going to cause the eye to become cloudy as a result of using it. So therefore, even though that like wine or milk, if you use them, they're going to make the rub able to be the medicinal rub to be able to be smeared on the eye. However, they have a side effect, cause the eye to be cloudy. However, varmi maya de masav lo mitlali. But however, water will heal, and it won't make the eye cloudy. And so therefore, the water is the best thing to be used. So all this is with respect to using the water to understand the amount that you're going to be liable for carrying it. And since we get into the measurements of water and the amounts you're liable for carrying, it's important to note, what about the obligation for drinking water on Yom Kippur? What is the amount that's going to be that one is going to be liable for? And even though, generally speaking, we're saying, why should there be any difference between water or not? There is a minority opinion, which is not accepted as halacha, but it's important to note it, and that's the opinion of the Halachos Ketanos. It's generally speaking not accepted, but he says, writing in the late 17th century, he writes as follows, that if a person drinks water on Yom Kippur, even though we say that generally speaking you're liable for kares, however, he says that since water is not going to be considered something that's meshiv a nefesh, water is a different type of drink, therefore he says it's not going to be included, since it's water is not going to be something which is zanim, which is sustainable and sustaining you and nourishing you, therefore he actually rules that it's not going to be included in the concept of things that you're going to be liable for kares on. So if one is in it, and therefore he argues that if one has to drink something on Yom Kippur, he says that the first thing a person should drink before they drink any of the other drinks is water, because that's the least problematic from the perspective of halacha.